Friendship is the cure for what ails us. Keith Lever's book breaks down the science, the need, and the benefits of this amazingly powerful connection. We value friendship and recognize that it contributes to our well-being. It's a key component to a happy life, not to mention robust emotional and physical health, as research reminds us. But even if we can rattle off the benefits of companionship and why it matters to us on a personal level, we don't often consider the science of friendship. That's where journalist Keith Lever's book, The Friendship Cure: Reconnecting in the Modern World, comes in. Lever's book goes beyond the basic benefits of friendship and delves into what friendship means. While certain friendships are more important to us than others, the significance of friendship throughout our lives and how they change over time, how to maintain and maximize the benefits of friendship, and how friendship can serve as a cure to loneliness, epidemic that permeates contemporary times. The human nature of friendship. Humans need social interaction. We are social beings by nature, so the desire to build friendship is biological. Basically, we were wired for friendship. Friendship gets those feel-good chemicals like oxytocin and endorphins going, provides us with a social safety net, and helps us to cultivate a sense of identity and belongingness, writes Lever. Without the joy of friendship, brings along with emotional and moral supports, life's difficulties can be harder to bear. How many friendships can we handle? Even though friendship is a basic necessity to our well-being, there's a limit to how many friendships we can maintain. A 2018 study conducted by Robin Dunbar of Oxford University suggests that we are able to manage roughly 150 social connections. We can handle about 5 very close friends, 10 close friends, 35 friends, and 100 acquaintances. Lever notes that we don't possess the cognitive capacity to manage many more friends beyond the 150 mark. Friendships require temporary and emotional commitment, or they simply disintegrate, says Lever, who interviewed Dunbar. Regardless of how many friends we may want in our lives, we're still beholden to the neocortex. It's not as if we're incapable of keeping track of everyone, but it's psychologically we're only able to develop and sustain so many friendships that are meaningful in our lives. Cognitively, we're only able to give so much more of an emotional standpoint. It has to do more with how much meaning and value we can provide to one another rather than some sort of hard card as far as how much time we're willing to dedicate from a practical standpoint. Working on friendships and a meaningful life. Those numbers are something we should think about when working on the valuable friendships that might need mending or even the potential for new friendships. This doesn't mean you necessarily have to make a sort of pros and cons list of friends or figure out which companion you should substitute in place of another. But it does mean you should think about the friends that matter to you the most, especially if you feel you have friendship that's beginning to peter out. When working on friendships, ask yourself, what does this person mean to me, and how will this person's presence or absence contribute to my well-being from standpoint of living a meaningful life? Make sure you sustain healthy friendships. Isn't just about basic happiness. It's about fulfillment and living your life in the most meaningful way you can. Meaningful friendships and loneliness. Meaningful friendships also have a strong correlation with loneliness. In Lever's book, she writes that we can feel lonely if we're lacking in relationships that allow us to be our authentic self. An article in The Week focused on loneliness epidemic notes that one defines definition of loneliness is the emotional state created when people have fewer social contact and meaningful relationships than they would like, relationships that make them feel known and understood. The correlation between loneliness and meaningful relationship further stresses the importance of sustaining and building connections that add value to our lives. This especially holds true as we get older. Friendships morph and deteriorate over time for a variety of reasons. It's an inevitability. Friendships come and go, and it can be difficult to create meaningful bonds as we grow older, though it's not impossible to make new friends as an adult. If you're trying to build new relationships with people, consider how that person can become a meaningful part of your life or vice versa. It doesn't mean that friendship necessarily have to be transactional based with meaningfulness as the currency, and there is something to be said for spending time with people simply because they're good company. But it's important not to lose sight of what friendship actually is. A relationship that not only brings you comfort and companionship but proposes in your life as well. We need friends to show us that what we want from life. Friends offer us directions, guidance, feel-good times, support, and clues about understanding who we are. The power of friendship is its ability to provide our lives with meaning and would otherwise be unattainable. That's reason enough to work on the friendships that matter and to build new ones as we go along.